tools and platforms that will help you succeed. As the Beatles once suggested, we can get by as long as we have a little help from our friends. And in this case, our tools for managing our prospects, our systems, and our calendar are some very, very good friends to have. In this section, I've identified some key tools and techniques that have helped me tremendously in managing my time and my priorities as a recruiter in today's digital world. Keep in mind that social media does change. Some of this advice may not be evergreen. Keep an eye on the trends and learn about new tools as they arrive. First, here's an overview of key tech pieces that I generally recommend for digital recruiting. Key tech pieces for success in a digital world. Social platforms: Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Sales Navigator for searching for prospects. Automation tools: Zapier or Make for automating software between platforms. Scheduling tools: Hootsuite, Planable, CoSchedule, Sendable, Buffer, Agora Pulse, and Sprout Social. CRMs and database software: Pipedrive with LinkMatch, Airtable, or Trello. Communication tools: email plugins, Sly Broadcast for voicemail, Reach for texting. Systems trackers: Airtable and Trello. Calendars: in order to keep track of your time blocking, the next steps for each prospect on your list, or even keeping track of your social media posts, some sort of calendar tool is essential. Scheduling tools for social media: scheduling tools like Hootsuite, Planable, CoSchedule, Sendable, Buffer, Agora Pulse, and Sprout Social will help you schedule your social media posts in advance. This will help save some time as you focus on future content, rather than the daily task of uploading your posts. For this task, the tools I recommend the most are Planable and CoSchedule. Pro tip: CoSchedule even has a feature to help keep evergreen content in rotation, as in, posts that can be reposted months later and still apply to you as a leader and individual, no matter the season. It's okay to reuse content so long as it helps you stay consistent. That's why we recommend writing posts in ways that avoid letting them become dated too soon. CRMs and database tools: the more we get to know a person, the more information we tend to accumulate. So as we get to know our prospects, we need more and more efficient ways of keeping up with all of the information we receive. CRMs and database tools like Pipedrive and Airtable are great for managing a lot of information, either with a team or on your own. They are similarly good for helping us plan out posts or store content ideas. When you have good tools, then your 1 hour a day, or however long you decide to dedicate to social media each day, can be used at top efficiency. You know your own schedule better than anyone, but with just 1 hour on Monday, you can plan out and schedule all your posts for the rest of the week. Then, on Tuesday, you can use that time to research prospects on your social media platforms and record the information you gather. On Wednesday, you can send messages looking to connect with people. Thursday could be used to check in with people, or even meet with people once they reach out. And Friday can be a time to check in, write out some posts, or store content ideas to use when you get back to things on Monday. This schedule is just one example of many to show how much you can achieve when you block out 1 hour a day and are willing to embrace the tools available to you. Understanding each platform and how they are used. As I have mentioned, in the digital realm, platforms and their uses are always changing and evolving, so it's essential to keep an eye on trends and changes as they come. The 4C team regularly posts updates about platforms on our online coaching platform, 4C University, www.4cu.live. Below, I have outlined the basics of each platform that I use today to establish myself as an attractive leader on social media. But before I delve into each platform, a quick note on social media profiles. They are very important. No matter what platform you are on, you want to create a good impression with your account profile. It's the first thing people see, and it plays a huge part in a prospect deciding whether or not to connect with you. So on each social media platform you use, make sure you are optimizing your bio, profile photo, and additional information or images associated with your account, depending on the platform's options. Highlight covers for Instagram, for instance, are very different from your LinkedIn profile pic. Your profile should tell people who you are and why they should follow you. you should consider including your job title, your greatest accomplishment, or anything else that's important to you. If you have a link to your website, you should also include that in your profile. How in-depth you want to go in your bio often depends on the platform, but the rule of thumb is to make sure that you have a clear and presentable profile that helps to show your values and who you are as an attractive leader. Similarly, remember that engaging with your audience is key if you want to build a following. In addition to posting on all platforms, we recommend setting a timer and intentionally interacting with other users. This means liking, commenting, following, and even sending DMs when appropriate. The more you engage with someone, the higher your content will appear on their feed, and the more likely they will interact with it. A win-win. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the current leading business-to-business platform, so it should be where you focus the majority of your energy. Specifically, you should work on turning your profile into one that reflects who you are, rather than just a bobblehead for your company. Many assume that because LinkedIn is a business platform, they can only post business content. That couldn't be any more false. When you switch to utilizing LinkedIn to showcase you as an attractive leader, you will see a significant difference in how people respond to your content. Not only is LinkedIn good for showcasing yourself, but it can also be your number one tool for identifying potential recruits. To provide an example of a written LinkedIn post, I'll use a piece I posted during the pandemic. I included a photograph I'd taken of the empty shelves from my vantage point where I could see the full shelves at the very top. This post did very well on LinkedIn. It connected with people. It shared an experience many could connect with, had a visual element, and included a powerful quote from a writer who was much more talented than I ever could be. LinkedIn post. Fear blinds people. I went to the grocery store, only to find there weren't many groceries. I happen to be 6'5" and can see things in places that most can't. I proceeded to buy the regular items which happen to be out of sight or reach for most people. As I walked around the store, I caught people staring at me. It took me a while to figure it all out. I had a full basket in a store where it appeared there weren't many groceries to be had. Then it hit me. In uncertain times, people operate out of fear, and in doing so, they miss opportunities all around them. Fear blinds people. Fear paralyzes. Faith opens eyes to things before unseen. I love this quote from an old book by C.S. Lewis. If we are all going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things. Praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting to our friends over a pint in a game of darts, not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs. They may break our bodies, but they need not dominate our minds. Live out of faith. In doing so, you will see opportunities everywhere. Hashtag Richard Nuggets. Hashtag 4C Recruiting. Hashtag Lead Strong. Facebook. An oldie but still a goodie. From using Facebook to document your daily life to researching potential recruits for more insight into their interests, Facebook is an excellent resource for establishing your personal brand and prospecting. Although its support among the younger generations is dwindling compared to the newer platforms, Facebook is still effective in reaching the 35 to 65-year-old age group. There are many different ways you can connect with your audience on Facebook, including Facebook groups and stories. Now, how would that LinkedIn post from before need to be changed for Facebook? In terms of the writing and photograph, it could be broadly the same as the LinkedIn post example above. However, I would not include hashtags. Hashtags increase engagement on LinkedIn and other platforms, but they don't do much for you on Facebook. Twitter. Twitter differentiates itself from other social media because it is a microblogging platform. It is best used to receive breaking news, follow trending topics, and get out important messages quickly and concisely. Currently, it is estimated that a little less than half of the US population uses the app daily, with a majority of users being male. One of the best ways you can use Twitter to build up your brand is by engaging in important conversations surrounding topics that matter to your industry the most. In terms of written content, using the examples from above, Twitter features very short blurbs. In this case, I would have to edit my thoughts even more. I would probably go ahead and include the picture as well, but it's not as much of a requirement. Twitter is a microblogging platform, so words tend to get you pretty far. Twitter post. Got weird looks at the grocery store. Why? My basket was full, but the store looked empty. I'm tall and saw all the items on the top shelves. We're all afraid right now. Fear blinds people, but faith opens eyes to things before unseen. Hashtag Richard Nugget. Hashtag 4C Recruiting. Hashtag Lead Strong. Instagram. Instagram is a photo sharing platform that, much like Facebook, is helpful for documenting your daily life and researching potential recruits for more insight into their interests. While Instagram is generally thought of as a place to connect with friends and family, it has become increasingly popular to connect with influencers, businesses, and even potential employers. The app has numerous features and post styles, and the best practice is to utilize all of these features. In recent years, Instagram has undergone numerous changes to remain competitive with emerging social media platforms. Since the app is known to make frequent changes, it is important to stay informed about the current practices that are best. Since Instagram is a very visual platform, I would greatly shorten the written post, also provided in LinkedIn and Instagram above, and take some more pictures of the store, the shelves, and my basket. In this case, the caption to these pictures could be something like, Instagram post. I was getting weird looks at the grocery store the other day. Why? Because my basket was full, but the store looked empty. I'm a tall guy, and could see all the items on the top shelves that nobody else was noticing. We're all operating from a lot of stress and fear right now, and it's blinded us to the opportunities that exist if we chose to look just a little more. Fear blinds people. Fear paralyzes. Fear clouds decision-making abilities. Faith opens eyes to things before unseen. Hashtag Richard Nugget. Hashtag 4C Recruiting. Hashtag Lead Strong. TikTok. TikTok, the newest of these social media platforms, is focused on short-form videos. While TikTok is mainly thought of as being a platform for just Gen Z, the fastest-growing demographic on the site is 30-plus-year-olds. TikTok is a great place to establish your personal brand, as its algorithm focuses on providing viewers with niche content that aligns with them. Where TikTok differs from other platforms is that, rather than just documenting your daily life, TikTok will push your content more if you focus on a niche. Your niche does not have to be anything industry or job related. If you're super into grilling or have a fun hobby, you can find more algorithmic gains by focusing your content on what you are passionate about. Look at your personas and ask yourself if there is one that you think would lead to some great short video content. To continue with the content example I've used for the other platforms, my best bet would probably be to take a short video where I start at the bottom, pan my camera up the empty shelves until we see the full shelves at the top. Then I could say something like, when you're worried there's nothing, keep looking. Pro tip. As you see in the various examples above, repurpose your content. For example, it's easy to take a post you made for Facebook and repurpose it on LinkedIn. Or take a story you shared on LinkedIn and create a leadership video that you could post on any of your social media platforms.